Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
More U.S. housing markets are becoming less affordable for home buyers. We'll have the details coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
I'm Charlie Turner. Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. If you're intending to buy a house in a specific area of the country, you may find that prices in that area are out of your reach. Housing data firm RealtyTrack is out with its first quarter 2016 Home Affordability Index. It found that homes have become less affordable in quite a few more U.S. counties than a year earlier. Let's talk about this with Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at RealtyTrack. First, Darren, please describe the increase in terms of percentages.
Sure. A year ago, we were just seeing 2% of all counties that we analyzed that were unaffordable by their own historical standards. They had exceeded the affordability norms, which means they're less affordable than they have been over the last 10 years on average. But that increased pretty dramatically to 9% this year, in the first quarter of this year. Of housing markets that are unaffordable by their historical standards.
How many counties are we talking about total?
We looked at 456 counties across the country, and we just looked at counties with a population of at least 100,000. And the total population of those counties combined is 221 million. Obviously, a big chunk of the U.S. population represented by those 456 counties.
What is the affordability index based on?
It's based on, over the last 10 years, the average percent of average wage income needed to buy a median-priced home. So if your grandmother says, you should only spend 28% or 30% on housing, it's, what is that actual percentage in different markets? Because we find that it varies quite a bit from market to market, how much people actually end up spending of their income. So we looked at, over the last 10 years, what's the average that buyers have spent of average wage income to buy a median-priced home, and then that's the index. So we're comparing a county to itself, not to other counties with this index, and that's important to understand. So we're saying by its own definition of affordability, its own normal level of affordability, this county is either above or below that. 100 is normal, is that average level on the index. Anything below 100 is less affordable, meaning home prices are not as affordable, and anything above 100 means that it's more affordable than the normal.
It's becoming harder than ever for many people to afford a home. What is the percentage of counties where home price growth has outpaced wage growth?
Yeah, that's actually probably the most concerning thing to me from this report, is that even though only 9% of counties are unaffordable by historic standards, there's a much bigger segment of counties, 60% of counties, that are on that path toward not being affordable because home price growth is outpacing wage growth. 61%, to be exact, of counties of the 456 that we looked at had wage growth that was less than home price growth over the past year.
How much of the average home buyer's pay is required at this point to make monthly mortgage payments on the median-priced home? This is what's known as the absolute measure, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So just looking at the percentage of income needed to buy a median-priced home as opposed to the index, which is more of a relative measure comparing the market to itself. But nationwide, the percentage of average wages to buy a median-priced home is 30%. So that's actually well within the range of, what your grandmother might tell you or what, even what the government is telling us. The government is, the CFPB, which was a government entity that arose out of the financial crisis, has set guidelines that for what they call a qualified mortgage that the government will back, the maximum amount of income to debt ratio, debt to income ratio, is 43%. So you can't be spending basically any more than 43% of your income on paying down mortgage debt, We're at 30% nationwide, but there's many counties that are far above that.
I'd like some idea of what these areas are, the least affordable markets, based on this absolute measure of percentage of wages to buy, some rather desirable counties.
Yeah, absolutely. The number one county is Kings County, New York. That's the least affordable.
Brooklyn.
It has to buy, and that's Brooklyn, New York. And actually, if you're making the average wage in Brooklyn, New York, you would have to, and this is absurd, we know, you'd have to spend 120% of your income to buy a house.
Wow.
And so you can't. I mean, that the answer is, if you're making the average wage there, you can't buy a medium-priced home. So there's other buyers coming in and buying homes in Kings County, but not the average wage earners. Marin County is number two on the list. That's in the, just north of San Francisco, very highly desirable county as well. If you're making the average wage there, you'd have to spend 109% of your income. Santa Cruz, which is also in coastal California, Santa Cruz County, is number three. Number four is New York County, which is Manhattan. And then number five is San Francisco County in San Francisco, obviously. And then there's some other markets, a lot of coastal California. There is one Hawaii market in there, Maui County, that make up, and several other New York and California counties that make up the top 25 there.
What about most affordable markets based on this measure?
The other end of the spectrum you have, and this may not be a surprise, you have Wayne County, Michigan, which is Detroit. If you're making the average wage there, it would only require 8.5% of your income to buy a medium-priced home, because median home price is $61,000 there in Wayne County.
Right.
Number two, Baltimore. Three is Baltimore City, which is a county there. Clayton County, Georgia, which is in the Atlanta area, is number three. Bay County, Michigan, which is Bay City, Michigan, is number four. And then Rock Island, Illinois, which is in the Quad Cities area there of Illinois and Iowa. All of those, it take less than 15% of your income as an average wage earner to buy a home.
Well, as far as these least affordable markets are concerned, is there any hope that surveys like this, Darren, could lead to some relief from banks for people, for customers who want to buy a home?
I would hope so. I would think that there would be some consideration that these markets have always been unaffordable, and so something's got to give at some point. It can't continue to go in the trajectory that we're seeing, where incomes are sorely lagging home price growth. Since the housing market bottomed out in the first quarter of 2012, and this is nationally, home prices have risen 38% during that time period from 2012 to 2016. Meanwhile, wages have actually, average weekly wages have actually gone down 1% during that same time period. So that tells you where the issue is, why we're running into some of these affordability issues. And so, yeah, hopefully there could be some potential changes on the part of lenders to accommodate buyers in those markets. Of course, we don't want too much accommodation,
right?
Because we don't want to repeat the mistakes of 10 years ago.
Right, the housing bubble. Sure.
Yeah, but there are certainly, you know, some of the issues do come down to policy too, which public policy, some of these cities tend to have the slow growth philosophy, which, you know, there's some great reasons for that, but it limits the amount of building that can go on, which limits the inventory, which then in turn drives up these prices faster than they would be driven up if more inventory could be built.
Well, Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President of Realty Track, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.